By next winter, residents of the city of Syracuse could log onto the internet and find a map with brightly colored lines telling them the last time a snowplow visited their street. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that's one potential application of ideas springing from the city's latest hackathon.
When he took office, Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh wanted to see how he could use information from GPS devices installed on every snowplow to answer questions about whether certain streets had been plowed. It wasn't so easy.
So first I found out that I needed to have Internet Explorer 7 on my computer in order to get into the website. And once I was in there, the good news was I could see the little dots moving around, so I knew where the plows were, but I couldn't tell where they had been.
Walsh and the city's I team are hoping ideas culled from the latest hackathon called Plowing Through the Data can help create ways to corral the city's data, leading to answers to the city's snowplow questions. Winners Dean Olin and Alex Sinferofo are among 36 teams vying for a cash prize. Olin says their idea creates a map of every road in the city of Syracuse.
It colors each road according to how long it's been since the plow was on that road.
And Olin says it would solve the mayor's problem by keeping an historical analysis of the information. This is the second such hackathon, a collaboration between the city, Syracuse University's iSchool, and AT&T. The city's chief information officer, Sam Edelstein, hopes these ideas lead to initiatives.
By next year, we have some time, and we won't forget about the fact that it snows here and we got to find solutions to it.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.